What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Final hour, fist pump time. You can't start it off with any more electricity than one of the all-time best personalities in the world of sports, Chad Ochocinco, joining us on the home of the Dallas Cowboys on the D&M Leasing Hotline. On behalf of DraftKings and their Pick 6 promotion. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Listen, first off, before we even start, I want to tell all of you I love you. I want to tell everybody listening, I love them as well. And I'm so happy this morning. I don't know what it is. I'm just happy to be here. I don't frequent Dallas much, but just to be able to be in your guys' presence this morning, it has me feeling good.
Wow, that is a hell of an intro. Yeah. I saw that you tweeted you were in a great mood when you woke up from your nap yesterday. So maybe it's your sleep REM cycle.
You know what? That might be it. It is the fact that I'm getting older now, and you never appreciated taking a midday nap when you were young, but now I get it. So now I get, when I was in kindergarten, why they made me take a nap during the day.
Are you an early riser normally?
At 5 a.m. every morning. And it's been routine of mine, to the fact that my body is programmed where I don't even need an alarm clock. My body just wakes up at 5 o'clock. Well, the fact that I don't go out at night, I don't frequent the nightlife down here in Miami, never really have. Oh. It's easy for me to do so.
But you're a cigar guy.
Oh, I'm smoking right now. I've been smoking cigars since 1983.
Wow.
And that's all I do. I'm a cigar connoisseur. I have my own brand. I've never had alcohol a day in my life, but I love cigars, two or three a day. I always got to have my coffee with it, obviously, down here in Miami. And it's awesome. Matter of fact, I have to send you guys some of my cigars, too.
Please.
I mean, I have to mention
please.
That.
Yes, absolutely.
So 5 a.m., 6 a.m., you're up on the patio overlooking the water, smoking a cigar and having a coffee?
Absolutely. First, I hit the gym at 7 a.m. I get a nice smoke in, you know, about 5:30 in the morning. Starbucks opens at 6, so I get my coffee. It's always delivered right around 6 o'clock. Have a nice stick. I don't finish the whole thing. Probably a little full body. Nothing too spicy, nothing flavory. And then I go hit the gym. After that, I'm done. My day is really complete before 9 a.m. My day is complete before 9 a.m. It's weird.
But then you got to do the, first of all, I didn't hear the golden arches. Have you finally quit McDonald's breakfast?
I will never quit McDonald's breakfast because nutrition is important. Nutrition is extremely important. And right now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be a nutritionist for all 32 NFL teams because I can prevent players from getting injuries. All these soft tissue injuries, people getting hurt, not being touched, non-contact. Listen, I played 11, 12 years, not one injury, not one. And I ate McDonald's before every game. And it was part of my nutrition throughout the entirety of the season and all season. So I know what I'm talking about.
So
they need to hire me.
What do you think these teams are doing wrong with managing the soft tissue stuff?
Listen, we play a barbaric sport. We play a violent sport. We run into each other at 100 miles an hour. But you tell everybody to eat salad. You tell everybody to eat green stuff. You tell everybody to eat healthy. So what do you think is going to happen? The body's going to fail you because you're going to war eating salad, eating greens. What do you mean? Of course stuff is going to pull. Of course stuff is going to break. You're not eating like a barbarian. You got to eat like you're going, like you're part of the Roman army. You need to eat meat.
Oh, my God. Choppy, this is right down your alley.
Right up my alley here, man. I mean, just give me something that had parents. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Is that the focus of the meal prep company that you just – I saw you had Leonard Williams, Kirby Joseph. You started a meal prep company. Is that the focus?
Yes, those are my first two clients. I'm looking to take on more clients now. If I can get at least 20 guys on each team, I only charge $20 a week. That's nothing. That's nothing for them. Prepare these meals. I know what drive-thru to send each player to. I'll make sure the McDonald's have everything prepped for the players every week, before games, after games. Listen, nutrition is a very important part. And then you have to think about the output. Look at how I played for 11 years straight. Consistency, discipline, along with entertainment without getting injured. That's important. That's important. And I know I can do wonders for the NFL if they allow me to be a nutritionist for all 32 NFL teams.
The great Chad Ochocinco Johnson already delivering on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We have to ask what you think of this Micah Parsons situation and all this drama.
You know, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate, especially for a player of his caliber. I love the game of football. I love the Cowboys. I love the fans in Dallas. I love all outlets, anything Cowboys related, because I love the game in general. I love what the Cowboys were able to do in the 90s. Jerry has a way of doing things. You would think he would copy what he sees other successful owners do.
Yeah.
But I think his ego in itself, it gets in the way. Just for me, hypothetically speaking, if I own the Cowboys, I would be copying what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman do because they're successful.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have the most profitable, the most rich franchise in history or in the game of all sports today, but they do one thing consistently. They know how to build a team. They know how to pay the players a little bit early so they're not overpaying. So they can do things from an offensive perspective and a defense perspective to make sure they're always in contention every single year. No ego aside, that's what I would do. I would piggyback and steal ideas in the way other people do things so my franchise, which is already the most lucrative in all of sports, but that means what happens if I find a way to get back to winning Super Bowls?
Yeah.
I find a way to know every single year I have a confident offense, a confident defense, and I have a chance to win a trophy every single year. I mean, that's what I would do. I would double my money. You know, if you think you're rich, you have a rich franchise now, what do you think would happen if you get back to your winning ways?
Yeah.
I would do what the Hunts are doing. I would do what the, you know, what the Rooneys are doing. Obviously, they're in a low phase of not winning right now. But just those teams that are consistent in winning and putting a team together year in and year out and being able to compete. The Cowboys legacy is so strong. It's so strong. It's America's team. Where to him, I think Jerry is focused on lining his pockets and doing things his way. Where it really doesn't concern him actually winning, but knowing they will always be in the headlines, they always be talked about. And one thing about Jerry, he's always going to do things his way. You're not going to bully him. You're not going to bully Jerry. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to a player as great as Michael Parsons, that moves the needle for that defense. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I feel sorry for the players. I feel sorry for the fans.
Chad, I know you never missed a game because of a contract dispute, but like if you were in Micah's situation, would you consider skipping the game and continuing the holdout without playing, or would you play while you're waiting for your deal?
I would. And listen, one thing that owners do is they use loving the game too much and give them that chill fold. They use that against you because they said, you know what, he's not going to be able to go away from being around football. He's not going to be able to do it. So I think he's going to fold before I do. That's the way owners think. He loves football too much. He'll be back. So but that's where you have to be able to separate the business and the football side. See, this is the business side. This is the ugly part. This is the ugly part of things. You know, and you
want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen to some of the things that Jerry said publicly, which is weird to me because most of the time owners think it, but they would never say it out loud. You know, Jerry's one of those that he says some of the things out loud and it can rub players the wrong way. But that's how you feel about me? That's like you don't want to pay me because there's a chance that I might not be available because I got hurt last year. I put my life on the line every day for you and this team and that star and these fans. And that's what you have to say? There's no chance that if I pay you whatever you want, that you're going to be available to play because I got injured? Like, you don't say those type of things, you know? You can think them, but you don't say it publicly because it rubs your players the wrong way.
Yeah.
But obviously, Mike is in a position where he's going to have to hold. He's going to have to hold his ground. You have to stand down. And you go out there week one. You're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, team coming off of some bullpen. And your best defensive player is not in. And you lose that game. Okay, boom. Michael, you sit out game one. Game two, do you know it will be World War IV if the Dallas Cowboys start the season 0-2 and Michael Parsons is not signed? Come on now.
Chad Ochocinco joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Chad, so I know you talked about back in February you had a talk with George Pickens. He said he's not going to have any problems. He's not going to have any problems anymore, and he's been a model citizen so far here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the fit, and was your pep talk the reason why we've had a relatively quiet offseason here?
I think it's going to remain quiet. I talked to George one time. It doesn't take much because you have to understand the window of opportunity in the NFL, it closes very fast. It closes very fast, but there's always someone else coming behind you to try to take your position. So you have to understand also, George Pickens is also seeing players of his caliber, get paid the big bucks. George Pickens was supposed to already get paid the big bucks because he's in the same realm of a Justin Jefferson, of a Jamar Chase, of a T. Higgins. He's that caliber receiver. So understanding that this is a year, my back is against the wall. I have to do one thing. You got to do two things. I have to prove myself and what I can do on the field, be consistent, and show that I have discipline so you can get your money. That's it. You can still have fun, still show passion, still show emotion in your style of play and the way you play. Don't lose yourself, but just the discipline. No problems, no issues on the field, no flags, you know, busting your ass, you know, 24/7. In the run game, not just in the pass game. And I think him on that offense is going to do wonders, not only for Dak, but for CeeDee Lamb as well. Because now defenses have to pick your poison. What you want to do? You want to double CD? Well, Pickens going to kill you. And he can do it from anywhere on the field, not just on short routes, intermediate or deep balls, but he can take slants to the house. We've seen it. I've seen him take slants to the house. So Dallas is in a good position from an offensive perspective. Defense, I don't know what defense we're going to get. I don't know that part because I just watched the Cowboys from an offense perspective, watching Dak, knowing what Dak can do, knowing what CeeDee can do, and obviously seeing what Pick can do when he was at Pittsburgh, now in a much better offense with a very, very good quarterback.
Chad, where do you stand as a Dak believer?
Oh, I believe in four. I always have. I've always believed in four. And when he's healthy, when he's sound, when he's sharp, when he's able to process information and be comfortable in the pocket, he's always made the right decision with the ball. So the thing for that and the Cowboys in general is having a good season, making sure, hoping everyone stays healthy. And when you get to the postseason, that's where it starts. That's where it all starts. It's a new season. So I just need Dak to get to the postseason and then reset itself mentally and understanding turnovers. You can't do that. And your decision-making has to be impeccable. It has to be impeccable. And I think the Cowboys will be just fine. The Cowboys go as far as Dak takes him, and I guarantee you he's the answer to that, despite the circus that's going around on the team from you-know-who all the way up. Like, let the players play and let the coaches coach. And you just take a back seat, and I guarantee you things will change.
Chad Ochocinco joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Chad, so which do you think you've gotten more questions about from your experience and background? Do you think you've gotten more questions about the cheapness of the Cincinnati Bengals this offseason or Belichick's girlfriend situation?
Well, you know, I haven't heard much about Belichick's girlfriend situation, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool. I think as you get older and you're in a position, an advantageous position, that is, to be able to choose who you want to date, I think it's fun. I think having someone young for Bill is good. It gives him a little bit more energy, a little bit more pep in his step, and it maybe adds years. Listen, I'm being serious. Maybe it adds years, you know, on you and keep you youthful. In a sense, as far as things being cheap, they show that they're not. They constantly open, Mike Brown has constantly opened up his checkbook, and he's paid. He's paid Joe Burrow. He's paid T. Higgins. He's paid Jamar Chase. You know? And now we see, Trey Hendrickson just got a $14 million raise, you know? So the cheapness and what we say that the Bengals have been, you know, in the past, it's not the same because we are paying those players that are able to help us, you know, win games.
Chad, what do you have going on with DraftKings in the pick six?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, everybody listening, including you guys, I need you guys to join DraftKings. Obviously, NFL season is here, and DraftKings is giving fans more excitement with pick six. I need everybody to listen to me. I'm sure y'all can hear me. I need you to visit Pick Six app to view all the promotions. Like, the best one to me is the Tag Builder. It's a free contest with $1 million plus in prize money available. So it's a chance to win, not just to have fun, but I think DraftKings is the best at fan engagement where you can win prizes, especially in this goddamn economy. That's an awesome thing.
Hey, besides a little bit of phone problems, just as good as we've always expected. Come to Dallas, send some cigars, come in studio, let us know whenever you need to promote, and thank you for joining us and enjoy the season.
Now, I love you guys, and if I come in studio, I'm going to ask for a job. I'm gonna ask for a job because this needs to be consistent. We can have something permanent.
Okay.
Yeah, just not mine, but sure.
And you can smoke in studio, too. We'll change the codes for the building for you.
That's why I love you. That's why I love y'all, man. It was a joy. It was a pleasure. And I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Chad. Ochocinco on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Where is Micah Parsons actually flying out to? The story of the day yesterday answered by Tommy Yarish and the latest roster moves from DallasCowboys.com. Tommy joins us next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.